earplugs next year.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, it's 6:30. I'm going to call this meeting to order. The first item on the agenda is the Pledge of Allegiance, led tonight by Councilmember Dahl.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, everybody, thanks for coming out tonight. A couple interesting things on the item, but not a too jam-packed of a schedule. Next thing on the agenda is public comment. This is the time for public comment on all non-agenda items. At this point, I'll open up the floor to any public comment on non-agenda items. Again, if you have something later on the agenda, please save your comments for the item on the agenda for the time.
Mayor, council members, Jacob Koontz, Helen Area Habitat for Humanity. I hand out a postcard for Chuck Marone. He's the author of Escaping the Housing Trap. He runs an organization called Strong Towns. There's a book circulating around, but we've got a couple more on order. He's a community development and housing expert. He's coming to East Helen and Helena January 16th. He's speaking at the Myrna Loy on his book, which is a national bestseller at this point. But then we booked him earlier in the day at noon to come to East Helena and to meet with any community leaders who would be interested in talking to him about community development. And he's open to basically answer questions and talk through community development, housing, economic issues, infrastructure, and the balance between tax base. He's got a lot of great ideas and thoughts. We've based a lot of the concepts of the modeling our neighborhood on the concepts that he has in this. So just want to make sure you're aware of it. And I do have some posters for community members. Would that be something that would be thoughtful to put up?
Absolutely.
Places.
One other thing too.
Yes.
I'll let you speak on this instead of me. You have it out at the Christmas stroll.
Yeah.
On the home repairs you're doing?
Yes.
Wanted to speak on those?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Habitat right now has a grant through the USDA for a 504 repairs. So we work with existing homeowners who are in their homes who need critical home repairs. We have a few going on right now in the community. Homeowners can access a loan and a grant, and Habitat can work with them to help do critical repairs. So we do a lot of roofs, we do a lot of major systems replacements, critical home repairs, wheelchair modifications, accessibility modifications. Your constituents who are 62 or older can receive a one-time grant from the USDA for $10,000. And a loan that is 1% interest, which is out to 20 years, it's $40,000 for doing critical home repairs. So Habitat acts basically as the general contractor in ensuring that the work is done properly. We're going to be doing some walk and knocks in the neighborhood, you know, community this next year, talking about this more so residents know about it. But we're actively doing these repairs right now. So we're looking at ways. We have partners, including St. Pete's Foundation, and Rocky Mountain Development Council, which we are able to leverage additional resources, including weatherization programs and the like. So we can actually get some really good projects done. Because keep in mind, if you know folks in the community who need critical home repairs, help with safety, that's what we'll
Thank you.
Thanks.
Is there any other public comment on non-agenda items? I mean, we don't have anybody online, correct? Okay. Let me know if you raise the hand or anything. Thank you. All right. Next up, the approval of the minutes in front of you. You have the December 3rd, 2024 minutes. At this point, I will take any public comment on those minutes. Seeing none, council.
Move to approve.
I have a motion to approve is presented.
I'll second.
And a second. All those in favor?
Aye.
All right. In front of you, you have the city court report from Doug Lovelace. It's been hanging up the count balance, I guess, to report I assume there are no questions. That brings us to departmental reports. First up, as always, is Amy.
I attended the wastewater funding call. And I also got a call from Laura Moser, who ran the convoy. She'd like to be here January 7th to give an update on how it went and feel you out about doing it again next year. She'll be on the agenda then. And then on the table, I put this survey that was sent out. You probably got it on your email. And you can do the survey on your online as well. But that's about basically to get people's opinion on this one. That's all I've got, unless you've got questions.
Thank you. Chief Sanders is excused today. He has a report on the table for you guys.
Kelly, on his report, what are motion picture $100 bills?
Big.
Just, they're, okay.
What is it?
Big. I would think
the return of the motion picture $100 bills are being circulated around East Town.
I think it's movie money.
Okay.
Big money.
Just
big money.
I just didn't know if that was something that we needed, but we knew about before. Never heard of it.
Yeah, I think they have like movie money that if you don't like look at real closely, it's not like it's intentional looking counterfeit. I think it doesn't say the right thing about it at all, but like you don't look at it close enough.
Must be one of their sayings. A police money.
Yeah. So no other questions. I'll turn it over to Evan for the public works.
Yeah, no, so just a couple of real quick things. Nothing too major. Had the pleasure of spending a couple of days with Shane and Jeremy visiting some wastewater plants. It was actually a good couple of days, as much as I was dreading it, honestly, just because there's so much going on. I was like, oh, I don't have time for this. But once we got out there and visiting with other operators and seeing how plants run, it was a good couple of days. I think what we've learned from this is oxidation ditches are probably our way forward. More honestly, upfront capital cost for the amount of concrete they take. It's basically a snake river of ditches that the sewer runs through to get treated. But long term, you know, all we're ever having to replace is pumps and stuff. We're not dealing with aerators that go bad or sludge buildup or anything like that. I mean, if the sludge starts building up in the bottom of the ditch, you drain it out, you hose out the sludge, and it starts new again. So I think for the long-term sewer treatment of East Town, and we're talking probably the next 50 to 60, 70 years, that oxidation ditching is probably the way to go. So we're learning on that. I have a follow-up meeting tomorrow at 10 with Federal Highways. So we had a call with them a couple weeks ago now. They do a preliminary review of your application prior to actually submitting it. And the two areas of concern that they had is one, they said that that we didn't meet their performance measures, which it's a drop down and click the performance measures off of their website, and that's what we did. And they couldn't answer us why that didn't meet the criteria, since it's their performance measures that we picked. So we're working through that. And then the other thing is they requested that MDT transfers our TA grant funds to Federal Highways, and they couldn't answer that question why either. They said it's the first time it's ever been requested. They didn't know why that it was a concern. So when we reached out to MDT, MDT said, we have no idea, it's never been requested before. I think what it is that this is the first time that MDT hasn't administered their own TA grants, and we're doing that administration on it. So I'm guessing that it's just new to everybody. But it's just kind of funny, because I mean, the conversation was, we have no idea why. Ask MDT, and MDT said, we have no idea why. Ask Federal Highway. So tomorrow, hopefully, we get some clarification on that. MDT said they're completely open to transferring those funds, though. So I think it's just a matter of figuring out what paperwork we need to do to make that request and then moving ahead. Other than that, the application looked fine. They didn't have any other concerns. So they told us 2 to 3 months for those funds to be transferred. I honestly don't know what that why it takes that amount of time. We'll see what the answer is tomorrow. Neither really did MDT, other than they just said that yes, the funds are there and they'll work with us. So we'll keep you posted on that. But that's where we're there. The guy's got the No Trucker Out signs up on the west end of town. So Gale, Groeschel, Riggs, and Main Street have, you know, the truck route designations and also the no trucks on the residential streets. Let's monitor that and see how that goes. If we need to add some signage someplace or we start getting complaints. So far, it's been pretty good, just the Jake brake issue, which we're working on. But as far as actual truck traffic, I haven't personally received any calls. So if you get them, steer them my way and we'll deal with that.
So I'm the other night, there's tons of truck traffic.
Yeah, no complaints though.
It actually blew my mind. Not one complaint. I'm like, oh, those are a lot of horns. Whatever
you
call me.
You know, we watched it down on Lake Helena by Eastgate School. And when they started, we could hear the horns.
Really?
Nobody called me complaining. So, trucks are okay. Other than that, I'll probably see you guys all Friday night, but just in case, Merry Christmas. Look forward to next year. So, any questions?
I have one. A question came up today about the previous sign that was on Main, the 25 mile an hour that maybe was taken out by an accident and is no longer there. So,
I don't know. Do you know where I'm location?
By the right house. Before you get to the city limit, right at the city limits, there was a 25 mile an hour zone sign that you can see the 35 mile an hour zone sign. So people have been going 35 miles an hour, but but I said that was probably a
it's an MDD.
Highway.
So if it's Main Street, it's MDD, but
so if that could be looked at, please.
Okay. Anything else? All right. Let me sit down.
Thanks, Kev.
Yep.
Campbell is excused tonight. He is not with us online, so that brings us to unfinished business. We have one item of unfinished business. That would be another, right? Okay. That was good. The unfinished business item is the East Clark Sewer Street interlocal agreement. It's my understanding City Attorney Elverum and Bob Murdoch are still working their way through this. So
that's kind of
the update. We don't have anything new to present at this point. There has not been solidified language yet to put it in there. So they're still working through some language, correct? So I think at this point we'd be looking at another table. But is there any public comment on the East Clark Sewer District interlocal agreement? Seeing none, council. Have a motion to table?
Second.
And a second. All those in favor?
Aye.
All right. That brings us to new business. First item of new business is the WWC Engineering Master Service Agreement and Works Order. This has Kevin on it. I'm going to let him talk, but it's kind of self-explanatory. We read it, but I mean,
it's pretty so. We just thought it was a good time to update all four contracts. Well, obviously, what spurred this on was the award of the capital improvements plan thing, but it was quite a few years since just the overall master service agreement with WWC for both floodplain administration and zoning, plus just on-call engineering services be reviewed. So you have those. One is just the master service agreements contract between us and WWC. The second one is the CIP update, CBDG grant that we acquired, and then also just the on-call planning board and floodplain administration. Nothing's changed, no differences, just updating the dates on everything and saying,
no real major stuff. Any public comment on the WWC Engineering Master Service Agreement? Seeing none, council.
Make a motion to approve.
Motion to approve.
Second.
And second. All those in favor?
Aye.
All right. Number two, invention of cardboard in Kennedy Park. This is year three, four? What are we talking here?
Three, I think.
Yeah. Three sounds right.
Year three, they're on the ball. They have some dates they're requesting. Kind of the same agreement as always. You have an email in front of you.
Want to use a million more, but they're wondering if they can get added a weekly rate rather than $100 a day.
Yeah, $500
a week.
$500 a week. People even throw in Saturday and Sunday.
I think the rate is kind of the rate. I don't know that we don't offer the rate any different to any other citizens. I don't know. In my opinion, I don't know that we could. They're welcome to rent it. Is there any public comment on the request for the Adventures in Cardboard at Kennedy Park? Seeing none, council.
I'll make a motion to approve.
Motion to approve.
Second.
And a second. All those in favor?
Aye.
That's with the regular rate.
With the regular rate, yes.
Yes.
And the dates that they requested. Yeah. All right, next up, we have the Easttown Letter Support. It has Mayor Harris on here. You all have in front of you a letter of support. I'm going to do a bit of turning over on this to Mayor, if you want to speak to this. This is a letter of support that's circulating regarding being handed to the governor, and we're requesting a signature from you guys, as well as other local leaders, to support the continuation of the contract with the METG.
Thank you, Mary Hollow, the director of Particular Land Trust, Mayor Harrison, council members. I found out that the Montana Environmental Trust Group reappointment is due in January of 2025. And just for background, which is in the letter, that original appointment was made in 2009. And METG has been reappointed two times since 2009, so this will be the third. Those two prior reappointments happened under the prior administration, and this new one will happen, obviously, under Governor Gianforte for the first time. The reappointments in the past have been pretty just standard and straightforward. Right now, it seems like there's very broad agreement that reappointment of the trustee would be the best thing for the community. The main reasons that I sort of outlined in that email or in the partner letter are that obviously this has been a very successful cleanup and a very successful disposition of the Superfund settlement assets from ASARCO. And the other two common or the other two sort of main themes in that were just around the inefficiencies that the community would face if in the 11th hour, the trustee were not reappointed and all of the assets had to transfer from METG to a new trustee. Who knows who that trustee would be. So, and then the sort of final point was just for the continuation of the projects that are currently in the mix. I think that it would be fair to say that there would be significant delays, there would be significant costs, and there would be uncertain futures of the various projects that are well underway and that the community has sort of curated itself. So that's the gist of the letter. We've done these partner letters in the past a few times, and those have been really effective in communicating key points with the governor's office. And, you know, at this point, we need to get this out to the governor's office as quickly as possible, because in January, I mean, they're already starting to deliberate it, think about it. Amy, is it possible to go offline for my comments?
Offline?
Mm-hmm. Is that possible?
No.
No. Okay. So tonight, what I'm hoping is possible, right? We have 10 or so signatures on this letter that I've worked to gather over the last couple of days. The signatures are from public and private interests throughout the community. And I reached out to Mayor Harris on Friday and asked if the city could support the letter. Obviously, the city would be an important voice, very important voice in this. And he wisely advised that it would be best if not just he, but everybody elected for the city of East Helena signed the letter. So that's why I'm here. And I'm hoping that I can actually get those signatures in person tonight, if possible, because I would really like to deliver this letter to the governor's office tomorrow so that we can all celebrate Christmas with our families.
So to piggyback on Mary a little bit here, yeah, as she mentioned, she reached out to me. You'll notice the letter that you have in the packet. It just has my signature and Kevin's. I was more than willing to sign mine, and I want you to know that I'm fully supported. I think that I would be remiss if I didn't say how important I think this partnership has been with the trust group and how impactful they've been to this community and how much of a good partner they have been to the city. I think all of you know that, but I did find it, I think that the impact of this would be far greater felt if all of you signed it, but it's up to you. And so that we do have a copy here that it contains all those signatures if you would like to sign it. And we can, you know, it's an action item on here, so we can approve it or deny it as a group. And I think that that provides a great deal more impact. There is some public comment. So is that right?
Yeah,
so,
I'm happy to answer.
Yeah, and there, Landy Leaf is online, and he'd like to provide some public comment on this. Landy, can you hear us?
Yes, Mayor Harris. Hello, can you hear me okay?
I can. The floor is yours, sir.
Mayor Harris, City Council, thank you for your time this evening. Mary, hello. To begin my thought process on the importance of Cindy Brooks and the METG remaining as the trustee for their purpose, I looked up the definition of trustee. A trustee is a person or a firm that holds and administers property or assets for the benefit of a third party. They have a fiduciary responsibility to the beneficiaries and must make decisions in their best interest. And if I were writing the definition of trustee, I would put Cindy Brooks and METG right below that. She fits exactly the definition of trustee. And if there's ever a situation where an entity or entities, governmental entities, need a trustee, this is the case. Cindy Brooks is the reason we are in East Helena, and our confidence level combined with Mayor Harris and the City Council is 100% vested in this group. Cindy and METG being a very, very important part of that. We have worked closely with Cindy, with the City Council, and we have accomplished, I think, amazing things in our short history with the City of East Helena. And we want to continue that. We have some very serious contributions to the city and the city back to us. And Cindy has been such an important part of that. The history she has with her successful cleanup and creating property that we've had the honor to be involved with, creating single family housing for the people of not just East Helena, but the entire Lewis and Clark County area, is just an amazing piece of history. The confidence we have with her and the momentum that she has, and all of that must continue. And I think, I believe, I'm not, I don't mean to sound like I'm preaching to the City Council. I think all of us and Mayor Harris, I think we would all agree that she is such an important part of the history, and especially with our companies in East Helena. We cannot comprehend the Superfund site, the trustee situation, without Cindy Brooks. So I respectfully request and thank Mayor Harris and the rest of the City Council to sign the letter. And we will do everything possible as a group, all the way up to Greg Gianforte, to figure out how to keep Cindy as our trustee. Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you, Mr. Lieb. Is there any further public comment?
Mayor Harris, council members, Jacob Kuntz on the Habitat for Humanity. I just want to echo what Mary and Landy have said about METG and Cindy. It's clear that they have the interests of the city at heart. We're concurrently continuing negotiations with the EPA and METG on deed restricted property, which is south of the highway, and that's been an ongoing conversation. Our goal is for the EPA to be able to release as much land as possible from the trust that would be permanently in a field into taxable land. And Cindy and the trust are key to those discussions. If there's anything that derails that conversation, it could really set us back to zero as far as those. So Habitat's already signed the letter, and along with what Landy said, we're willing to do whatever it takes to help educate the state about the importance of METG and of Cindy and the work that they're doing. So I encourage the support of the letter. Thank you.
Thank you, Jacob. Is there any further public comment?
Evening, Mayor Harris, council members. Greg worked with Staley Engineering, and I worked on behalf of Rose Hills, Fair Estates, Highland Meadows in technical capacity with the Cindy Brooks Montana Environmental Trust Group. Those relationships have been just simply outstanding and fun, you know, productive. So I think East Helena and has been very well represented by Montana Environmental Trust Group. And I would encourage another 5-year reappointment by the city of East Helena and also by the state of Montana. Thank you.
Thank you. Is there any further public comment? Seeing none, council. Well, go ahead. You have to comment.
Well,
you're good.
Just to explain the structure a little bit, the governor is the trustee for the state of Montana, and the two beneficiaries for the state that sort of lead that effort are the Natural Resource Damage Program and Montana Department of Environmental Quality. Ultimately, the governor will be the trustee that makes that decision, but obviously with information from those two entities. I just wanted to explain that for the sake of the preemptively answering the question.
Thank you, Mary.
Yeah.
Council.
Is the letter already written and signed by individuals?
It is.
So there's no option for any content to meet your time.
No, and the reason for that was just the need, the expediency, and then the urgent. I just found out about this on, you know, Wednesday last week.
I was asked by an additional signature, possibly by Brian Obert, who wanted to be a pop the signature of this. But he said he'd be happy to write his own letter as well. So that's why. And then I had a comment about verbiage, but that was the main one.
Yeah.
But the chamber and the chamber and MBAC may write a separate letter, right, essentially voicing similar concerns if there was not the option to get on this letter.
I think that would be great. And for the purposes of advancing this as quickly as possible, this will be the initial sort of stake in the ground. And if there are more that follow, that would be helpful. So I think that would be awesome if they can write follow-up letters. And I realized that there would be a lot of other entities that would be very happy to sign the letter, but we really just wanted to get like a big cohort of a cross-section to start with, just to get it out the door. But that's awesome that we're willing.
You know, I'd like to say I'm fully for the letter, and but you do have a mistake in your letter. It's Black Pine Road in Phillipsburg. It's your sixth line down on under Gianforte. Mm-hmm. You have Back Pine, and it's called Black Pine.
Dang it.
I don't know if that's an easy fix, means it's not on a signatory page.
Yeah, you can change it.
Yeah.
But I mean, you know.
Yeah, somebody might want it.
Thank you.
Yeah, no, I don't know the road names of Phillipsburg, and I'm impressed that you do.
No? Well, I worked at sawmills there in the 70s. So.
I feel they should call it Back Pain Road.
That's for pedigree. So, of course, we.
There you go.
That's why we're. Yeah. That's the only reason I know that. So.
Yeah.
Any other?
And I used to hunt there.
Any further discussion, council?
I make a motion to approve.
I have a motion to approve.
I will second.
And a second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Turn around. How's that one? That brings us to the mayor's report. Jeez, we flew through some stuff today. The mayor's report. The mayor is getting over being sick. So last Monday was very ineffective for Kevin was on vacation. The mayor was sick. Pete's kids were sick. So we had a very bad Monday last Monday. Other than that, I've been doing fun things like attending Christmas convoys and Christmas strolls. Just full of cheer. So yeah, nothing really exciting other than doing a little bit of this water rights stuff. And me and Wes attended the Montana Jewish Historical Center.
Montana Jewish Project.
Project. Very cool if you ever get a chance to go there. Temple Emmanuel was what it was called. And the history in there is very, very neat. I went there kind of thinking, well, I'll knock this out and take a look around and see if the window will fit here. And I kind of want to stay. It was really cool. I had just a neat building, neat people, had some cool history. Learned a lot. It was totally worth it. I'd go again. Got some pretty cool stuff. That being said, they do have a spot that I think would be perfect to display one of the Star of David windows from the office. Me and Peter in some discussions about possibly creating a little agreement that's just like lays out the loan of the window to them and expect to see that soon. But it would look great there, and it would be a great, you know, people that could really enjoy it and see the work that was done on those windows. I'm really thankful for Wes for kind of setting that up, because it was much cooler than I thought it was going to be. Really appreciated it, actually. I was like, this is kind of cool. So that was the fun things. Just been doing fun things other than that. Nothing exciting. That's it for me. No questions? All right. Council member reports. Donnie.
Did the convoy, did the stroll. Wes made sure that I didn't have to hand out cider, so
nothing to hand out, Don.
Let's see. We had a planning board meeting the other night. There'll be a motion from the planning board to approve the subdivision Vigilante 2 or whatever.
West.
Yeah. And then we have a zoning commission to zone that property, or to accept zoning to residential tomorrow night, Thursday night. That's it.
Thank you, Bob. That's early then.
I also did all the fun stuff. Enjoyed it all.
Did you win any baskets?
There was nothing. I did not win a basket.
Dude.
No, but I didn't get any fines or anything either, so it worked out.
That's nice. Chief won too as well, though. He's really, we went in hard. Baskets.
We'll be gone the month of January. Oh, don't look for me here.
Great, just to be in the World Wide Web.
I'm gonna try.
All right.
I'm gonna try and zoom in.
Is Mark gonna just be in charge of the technical aspects of that?
He'll okay. Be asked to leave the
room. Oh, it'll be tonight. Councilor Weist.
First thing is, thanks, Amy, as always. She printed out some things that are in front of you all about CPACE. And I always have to look up what it stands for because I forget. Commercial Property Assessed Capital Enhancements. It's a program that's a loan and grant funded program through the Department of Commerce. It is utilized in many communities around the state. It has to be administered because of our property taxes through the county, and our current county clerk has elected to not want to administer the program, and we can't do it without her agreement. And so there may be an opportunity to visit with the county more about it, because this program will allow loan and grant funding for the recycling of water, other environmental programs, but it's a pretty cool program to recycle water, save cities on water, and Bridger Brewing out of Three Forks has actually utilized it. Their brew water goes to flush the toilets of the truck stop across the street or the rest stop across the street. And they use it for some other things too. Anyway, but the county, because of property taxes, it's administered the taxes put on to that individual's property taxes to pay back the loan and the grant portion. So anyway, there's some information here. It may come up that an opportunity to visit with the county, or if any of you have interest, there's some potential interest of some commercial property in East Helena that would utilize this program, but can't because they don't have the option. So the city of Helena, many people support it. I support it and just wanted to give you some more information on it. So that's what's in front of you. Otherwise, attended a Helena Area Chamber of Commerce Small Business Expo. Christmas stroll was great, and we went through lots of ciders. Thanks for setting that up. Had an opioid abatement trust meeting on the 4th. We have another one on Thursday to potentially fund another project in Lewis and Clark County. an MBAC board meeting today. Mark Menke, who has been instrumental in MBAC's success, is retiring. So there's a little bit of a send-off for him. And then the chamber does have an open house on Thursday from 3 to 5, if anyone is interested or able to go, and they would love to have you. And then attended the Montana Jewish Project, with Kelly. And I think that, just bridging the relationship with the Jewish faith in the Helena area would be great. And showcasing those windows would be great as well. And they were super excited that we had interest. So, hopefully when that comes up, I would encourage you to support it, but we'll cross that bridge when we come to it. Thanks.
Councilmember Ferguson.
I also did all the fun things. I loved the Christmas convoy. That was really awesome. So, but other than that, I don't have, I'll be there tomorrow night for the zoning commission committee meeting. And
I'd come Thursday.
I mean, Thursday, thank you. I won't be there tomorrow night. I'll be there Thursday. That's it.
Thank you. All right, legal report. There you go, Peter.
As Kevin talked about, we have the Jake break issue. We're going to need to talk to MDT and make sure we adopt that. It's effective on state highway route going to the city. East Clark Street ongoing. And then my substitute counsel has came in on Monday, and then we'll be here tomorrow morning to watch court. And has spun up and met with all the staff, and I think he's going to be great. So that's it. Ben, and your questions.
Yeah, Gavin was going to be good stuff.
And do we need to approve that as a council?
No, I'm going to be here at city council meetings. Oh, okay. He's going to primarily be prosecution and then maintaining the pace on the civil stuff. But no.
And thanks for getting that organized, Pete, and best wishes to you in the session.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, we're down with payment.
Yeah, what if we like it?
We'll handle that as far as directly.
Sorry, I did not.
Not so much a recruitment process as a begging process. So, good luck.
All we have left is the payment of the bills.
Well, we pay the bills.
A motion to pay the bills.
I'll second.
And a second. All those in favor?
Aye.
I will adjourn this meeting at 7:06. Jerry, I think we have all signed for you.
Oh yeah, you said.
Yeah.
Always been respected of you.
Here's your letter. Oh, thank you. Yeah.
Right after you buy me lunch and
everything. Right.
Don't forget to come sign me a scribby wire.
I think we ought to, you know, do that next year.
Yeah, it's all right.
I think Colonel Betty to know what's going on. He used to come, but I.
Oh, yeah, Blaine.
I think lots of this.
Yeah,
I know.
They didn't come for quite a while.
Yeah, because Blaine does take
minutes. Yeah.
Thanks, Amy.
Public Works Director.
I gave grace.
Wow. What did you call
from the hill? Public Works.
Mary understands Kevin's role better than most.
The dude that actually runs the slot.
I'm going to pick on you, and then you give me compliments.
Same. Sad
about myself, Mary.
Jensen here complaining to you, all people. All people, you
all people.
Do you know how to spell your name? You're all right.
Amy, thank you so much for your help.
Did you get everything?
Yep.
How did the flight channel? I'm really sorry.
It's been sorry to make
up. I've been running into like a million.
I know what these people go to weeks.
Yeah,
I
can't.
But the session started on the 6th.
Oh, yeah. There's so much stuff, especially for like
all the arms that I need to
kind of imagine what's on the
platform. Yeah.
Why not try and
be later?
Sorry. Literally like 7 o'clock at night in her bathroom.
Yeah,
I think better than that.
Yeah.
I assume still lives strong and stay long residents.
Yeah.
But anyway, like no BS. I didn't know.
So they're,
I don't
they're
know
still
at any point. That's the case. I literally
I think that needs to be
Lieutenant Governor's door.
That's so great.
And like
feel free to call your council member. Your police could call them for us.
She's great. Very, very good.
Yep, have those conversations.